April 16th, 1900. The three signatures on the passport to enter Beatitude on Earth. Plot against the Church. After I went through bitter days of privation and of reproaches of Blessed Jesus, because of my ingratitude and my resistances to his will and to his graces. This morning, upon coming, he told me, "My daughter, the passport to enter the beatitude that the soul can possess on this earth must be signed with three signatures, and these are resignation, humility, and obedience. Perfect resignation to my will is wax that melts our wills and makes them one. It is sugar and honey. However, at a small resistance to my will, the wax separates. The sugar becomes bitter, and the honey turns into poison. Now, it is not enough to be resigned, but the soul must be convinced that the greatest good for herself and the best way to glorify me is to always do my will. Here's the necessity of the signature of humility, because humility produces this knowledge. But who ennobles these two virtues? Who fortifies them? Who renders them persevering? Who chains them together in such a way that they cannot separate? Who crowns them? Obedience. Ah, yes. Completely destroying one's will and everything that is material, obedience spiritualizes everything and, like a crown, places itself around them. So, resignation and humility without obedience are subject to instability, but with obedience they will be fixed and stable. Here's the strict necessity of the signature of obedience, so that this passport may circulate in order to pass into the reign of the spiritual beatitude that the soul can enjoy down here. Without these three signatures, the passport will have no value, and the soul will be rejected by the reign of beatitude, and will be forced to remain in the reign of restlessness, of fears, and of dangers. And to her misfortune, she will have her own self as God, and this self will have the cortege of pride and of rebellion. After this, he carried me outside of myself into a garden, which seemed to be the garden of the church. There I saw that they were leading five or six people astray, priests and secular, who, uniting with the enemies of the church, were starting a revolution. Oh, how pitiful it was to see Blessed Jesus crying over the sad state of these people. Then I looked in the air, and I saw a cloud of water filled with large pieces of ice that were falling over the earth. Oh, what a disaster they caused over the crops and over humanity! But I hope that it will calm down. Then, more afflicted than before, I came back into myself.